So a lot of times on TikTok, I'm noticing that there's these people and they look like total catches. They're beautiful and they have everything going for them and they're single, and people are like, why are you single? And this goes for guys and girls, right? And this explanation should break the internet, but it won't, because nobody wants to hear it. It's also not really the kind of content I put out. But if you want to roll with me on this one, I have like an exceptional analogy. Imagine your whole life, you've had this dream, since you were a little kid, you've had this like dream house in your mind. I don't care how far-fetched it is, how impossible it is. I don't care if it's like on a cliff or in the middle of the ocean or whatever. It could be a little cottage in the woods or a ranch or this like amazing, like really modern gaming house, anything. You have this house in your head set up identical to your needs. Now over time, like 10 years, you need to put a new roof on the house. There's obviously things you need to change around it, alter, and you know, as you grow or get more things or change as a person, but either way, you maintain your house because that's what you do when you're a homeowner. And I should mention, when you own a home, that is a commitment. Owning houses is a commitment if you haven't owned one. So now you own this home and like something happens, there's an earthquake or a tornado or something happens and your house just gets obliterated and destroyed out of your control. So you have to move and you have to go buy another house. And you're like, but they're not the same. And even though you're not supposed to compare, there's certain things for you as a person that you have sought out your entire life. And now you're finding it like really hard to find. So you can buy a house that you don't like that much, or one that works and suits your needs, but you don't like love. It's just a house. Or you could just rent. I quite literally have a friend going through this right now. She sold her house in Florida, moved to North Carolina, and she cannot find anything. So she's renting until she finds her dream house again. That is kind of like relationships. Like when you hit a certain age, you're like, I have found everything I want in a partner. And it's not about being picky. It's not, I know people think that, but it has more to do with being specific. So for me, I need like a massive closet anywhere I go. I literally took a room upstairs in my house and I just gutted the whole thing and turned it into a massive walk-in closet. I also must have a backyard because I have chickens and a very large dog. That's specific. That's not being picky. That is what it's like when you're looking for a partner. So for some of us, it's not about being picky. It's about being extremely specific. And we don't want to get deeply involved with somebody that we're just renting, because buying the home is a deep commitment. So until we find somebody worth deeply committing to, we just stay single. Or like me, I just don't date at all. I'm not house shopping.
I do not know how I lasted 3 minutes listening to your analogy. I suppose showing your cleavage helped. Basically, you are hypergamous. You will not buy the house, or should I say man, unless he offers everything you want. I know where this path leads. She says it is not being picky, it is being very specific. That is wordplay. You want what all the other women want. As time goes on more and more, you will take yourself out of the running. Only when you are old, will you realize that you were chasing the impossible. That is one reason why there are millions of single women out there. They all want the unobtainable man.